Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of February 7, 2023, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back again here on a Tuesday to talk with the guys about everything that's going on in our world. Here back with us is a man. He is taking a break from influencing the world of pickleball. He is Father Nature. Please welcome back. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. And, you know, just... always influencing, even still.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're not even taking a break from influencing. You're influencing at this moment.
Right this second. Mm-hmm. You guys probably want this fleece quarter zip pullover.
Mm-hmm.
And already ordered seven and several gold chains.
And some gold chains.
Very thin gold chains.
Yeah. Very good. Tyson recommended 6mm chains for me.
Yeah.
My height and girth.
Yeah, exactly. At you could do like a 5 or 6 millimeter chain with a lengthwise, you probably are looking at a 26 incher.
Wow.
Okay. That's what I got.
Wow.
Like a 26 incher.
Yep.
There you go. All right. Tyson, how's your week going?
Good. Bergen didn't have school yesterday because the power was out when I went to drop her off. So
was she psyched?
Yeah, she was pretty excited. And I was pretty excited, except for the fact that I woke up at 6:30 to get her ready for school, to take her to school. So we show up, we roll in, and there's teachers out, usually at the parent drop-off. It's like one or two staff members. But here there was like a handful of teachers. And we roll up and they're like, hey, there's no... power at the school today. It's all dark, so there's not going to be any learning really going on at the school. You can take your kids home, or if you want to, you can drop them off and we'll figure out something. And I just was like, Bergen, you want to go to school and play in the dark with your friends, or do you want to come home? And she's like, I'll go home.
Mm-hmm.
We go home and I'm thinking, oh, they'll get the power back on. I'll just call them like in an hour or two. But then I get a text from the school that's like, please come pick up your kids. If you do not, they will be bused to the junior high school for the day.
Oh my God.
Back. Yeah. And I was like, that's weird. Like, what are they doing? Like, what is happening when half of the elementary school shows up at the junior high?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does that look?
They'll be taught by the junior high kids.
Maybe. Like, I really have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Are they just in the auditorium the whole day or what? So I'll never know because we took Bergen home, but that was that. Mm-hmm. And then Bergen was very bored because she was like, okay, let's just play all day. I was like, no, like when you guys go to school, we usually are working. Like I had to do a podcast for Major League Pickleball and I had to do some other stuff. So it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 If you wanted the option to play, you could have done that in the dark at the junior high school.
That's right.
Correct. And now, and then I also got selected to be a chaperone at Bergen's field trip on Friday.
Oh, like you got drafted?
Well, you have to submit.
Volunteered? Yeah.
So you volunteer. So, but then they like choose at random the chaperone because they don't need. Like nowadays, I think lots of parents offer their services for school mm-hmm. stuff. And so it's the first time that I've ever been selected.
Yeah. And where are you going to?
The Musical Instrument Museum.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So
your worst field trips?
Probably. Yeah. I did because you don't know. So they send you the sign up sheet. The waiver, you fill out the waiver and then you tell them what kind of school lunch, like, are you going to pack a lunch for your kid or should the school pack a lunch for your kid? Or are they showing up with money to buy lunch mm-hmm. at the place? And I never know, like if at the time, I don't know that I'm get to go on the field trip. So I put sack lunch for her.
Yeah. What kind of food do they sell at the museum for musical instruments?
I'm going to find out because I'm going to have a baller lunch while Bergen gets like the brown paper sack.
Yeah. I was going to ask, what kind of lunch does the school give?
A brown paper sack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With, probably has like a grainy, bruised old
gruel. Gruel.
I have to say that when like they started going back to school, like after the COVID shutdown, they started like giving out the kids like lunches, even if you like free lunch. And I mean, at the school that my kids were at, it was pretty good.
Tell you what, they won't have chicken wings.
Oh, because the lady stole them all?
Yeah, they're all gone.
Yeah.
Mm. So. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That story blew up this week.
After we covered it.
Yeah, we broke the news.
I don't know, but I'm going to get like the dopest lunch I can just to show off for the kids.
Oh, just mm-hmm. to eat it in front of all that. Just a whole bag of candy. Just like, I'm just going to eat this bag of candy mm-hmm. in front of you kids and drink this soda.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I should set an example and eat something healthy?
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to upset all the children by just carrying around a giant, like a feed bag around your neck.
Yeah.
You kind of just bury your face into occasionally and mm-hmm. Who knows what delight you get.
I also don't know if like, are they going to put me in charge of like six kids that I have to like chaperone around, or am I going to roll with like the group of like 25 kids?
Maybe
like,
you work the perimeter, make sure no one gets through.
And that's what I'm hoping. Please. But maybe I am like the guy in charge of like a handful of kids.
Mm-hmm.
They give you like a water bottle to spritz kids when they like step out of line and start to walk the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, exciting.
Let's bring in a man who never gets sprayed with the water bottle. It's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
That's actually true. I have been at a hotel where they offered to spritz me. And I just thought, no, why?
Hold up.
Yeah.
So you walk into the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, I'm in the lobby. And they're like, sir, you looked very warm. Can I spritz your mm-hmm. face? No,
with Piet Perrier.
Your veins are bulging
on the beach. Uh-huh. They offer to spray you to cool you down.
At least the Four Seasons
years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Although they haven't recently, which is good for me. Maybe they like somehow kept a note of all my preferences. Does not like to be spritzed in the face by strange mm-hmm. men. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
It's always men doing the spritzing.
Actually, it is always men doing the spritzing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they used to just be like, shh, you know, probably was.
Where did they hit you with a bottle?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was a bottle. Yes. I don't know. This was years ago. Like I said, they don't do it anymore, but you're right. That's the best introduction. The man who doesn't like to be spritzed in the face,
mm-hmm.
Danny Bryson.
Yeah.
So does Liz like to be spritzed in the face by the guys?
You know what? If you're prone to overheating, which I very much am, like mm-hmm. I could use that.
But you refuse to out of principle.
just out of principle, so many things I do that I would actually like to say yes to, but pride.
Let's go through a list.
Mm-hmm. No, the list is huge, and I can't remember them off the top of my head, but in that instant, I'm like, I'd really like to take what they're giving, but unfortunately, I've been saying no for so long that it is impossible for me to say yes now.
Legit, if I were with you somewhere and you went against that rule that I know is in place, I would be like,
who are like you, bro?
Yeah. Like if you saw me dancing, Tyson,
it
would be so weird. You'd be so weirded out. You'd think something had happened in my life.
But you're saying you want to dance. You just can't now.
Yeah. It's too late to even attempt to dance. Okay. So sometimes that's a problem with getting set in your ways.
With such a hard stance on everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rob, you have any hard stances like that? Like, will you get spritzed in the face if you're overheating?
I don't think I would like it. I would like to dance. I don't know if there's still time. I don't like slime.
Like slime, like playing with slime.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody does.
I'm out on slime. Uh-huh. That's probably my hardest stance.
But are your kids out on slime because you're out on slime?
No. My wife encourages it more because I'm so out on it.
Ooh, I see what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, if I was neutral on slime, it would never happen. But because I hate it so much, that's part of the fun.
See, but this is the problem with Rob now that when he sees some sparkly slime that he just wants to put his fingers into.
No,
he can't. He's like made it impossible to ever enjoy slime.
You know, it is, Super Bowl week. I wanted to
see you're in Phoenix.
Yeah, are you doing anything? Are you getting invited to any Super Bowl parties, Tyson?
So, Parv is in town, and we're doing dinner at our house
for the Super Bowl. She's in town
on Friday. Yeah. But then I got invited to like a little Willie Nelson show in a hotel.
Wow.
But I can't because it's Friday because I'm already have plans for dinner.
That sounds like the kind of party you go to and end up missing a kidney at a hotel. Like,
no, it's like, but it's Willie Nelson, like in a nice little private setting. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I should go to that.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. And then he's doing a show.
That's why. And he just won an award at the Grammys, which speaking of the Grammys, I'm following CBS on Instagram and I'm seeing all these photos. I can't think of a bigger nightmare situation for me than to have to be at the Grammys, like wearing like a 100%. Peacock suit with a giant front wedgie just to like, you know, make the headlines and then sit in that for 17 hours as everyone.
No one's spritzed in your crop.
Nobody's spritzed in.
Yeah. So
like I look at that and I just think, oh man, am I too old that where I look at that and like there's every single part of me is repulsed. Just the idea of having to be present for anything.
So if you were nominated next year for, you know, one of your many podcasts, best spoken word podcast.
Out.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
But would you film a video if you won?
Yeah.
Or do they discourage that now?
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever it is. So anyways, that was a tangent, but Willie Nelson, I'm missing. Dave Matthews, never been a big Dave Matthews fan, so I opted out.
Satellite in the sky.
Wow. So you have the chance to see all these Dave musical Matthews. Acts and you're Kreischer, passing on Bert all of
Kreischer,
them.
The comedian, do you know who he is?
No. I don't.
He's performing and the arena invited me to go sit in.
Look at all the invites you get though.
Yeah.
You're popular.
Boy, I wish the Super Bowl was coming to my city and I could go to all these things.
Yeah. So I'm going to a comedy show that the local hockey arena invited me to. They're giving me a suite. And I think that's it. I'm going to play some pickleball on Saturday morning. There's going to be some guys there playing pickleball that will be fun. And then I don't know. I don't know what else. It's weird because it's Danny, what it is like if your city's in the Super Bowl, it's the same feeling of like Sundance Film Festival. Like there's all this stuff that everybody from outside looking in would be jealous and be like, oh dude, that guy must be, but like,
for me, I'm just like, why is this ski resort filled?
Yeah. You're just
why
like,
are all get these restaurants out of here. Filled up?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's okay. how I imagine this week going for me here is like the same as living in like Park City in during Sundance Film Festival.
Okay.
Yeah. And Danny, will you be abstaining from even looking at the Super Bowl this year?
Didn't even know it was happening.
Okay. My team is playing, bro.
I do know what teams are in it, though.
Yeah, we figured out that the Philadelphia Eagles are my team.
Oh.
Yeah, well, why? I chose them as a child, and that has to remain forever.
What was the connection?
Michael Vick. Big Michael Vick fan?
I like Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, okay.
And so they were my team growing up. And then I just, you know, in Utah, you don't have a team. So Boston Rob helped me decide that once you pick, though, you're done. You're done picking. That's it. Mm-hmm. So you can adopt a team from a spouse. You can take your father's team or you take your local team. Those are the options you have. Wow. And if none of those are available to you, then the first team you're drawn to becomes your team for life.
Made it sound so formal. Like there's a ceremony, like your dad takes his jersey down from the wall and hands it to you, mm-hmm. and asks you to carry on the torch. Or
I think that's what it is with
when you get married, your wife requires you to wear, you know, her team jersey and swear allegiance. Well,
a lot of marriages, there's tension if you don't have the same team.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Rob, you chose the Jets. Was that your father's team?
It was given to me by my father.
See? And so you have to. Mm-hmm.
Sounds near, it's almost scriptural the way you guys are describing this.
Yes, that's the thing. Danny, your father doesn't have a football team probably. Maybe the 49ers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either Oakland or the 49ers.
Okay.
I should know. I should be a better son.
Mm-hmm.
So. But if you did know, that would have to be your team.
Yeah, my team is the 49ers. I don't know if I got it from him because I want to say maybe he's Oakland, but I just like the pencils at the pencil dispensers.
Yes, yes. And so forever now a fan.
Yeah,
Joe Montana, Steve Young.
What do you mean the pencils?
Jerry Rice.
You don't remember putting quarters in the machine when you were growing up and getting
millions of dollars
pencils?
No. I gave to NFL pencils.
No, I didn't know about the...
Not even a local team. They didn't do it in places that had local teams because they didn't want one kind of... And I'm just guessing. They would just want one kind of pencil.
Interesting.
But in Utah, you're like, dude...
So you go to elementary school, in the lobby, there was a pencil dispenser for a quarter. You put a quarter in, poops out a pencil with NFL team logo all over it.
Yeah.
And it was one of any of the NFL teams. So the goal was to collect one of each team in the NFL. And then once you got every single team, you started collecting your favorites or the most sought after ones to trade for others at any given time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. How many do you have?
Now I have zero.
Oh, okay.
But, I probably got stolen along the way by some means.
You used them.
I used mine. Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Anyway, football's boring.
All right. Well, let's talk about something, Danny, that isn't boring for you.
Jogging.
Well, even more exciting than jogging. It's the new hottest trend on TikTok. Okay.
Okay.
And it's called death diving.
Oh, I accidentally bumped into some of these.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't miss it this week.
Is death diving where they cut off right before they probably die?
Oh.
No, that's not what it is at all.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So I saw some videos of like, it seems like the fall was going to be very disastrous for the people. Yeah,
that's death diving. That's correct.
And then it cut off before the impact. So you were like, did they save? Did they get survived?
Of course they survived.
Like, we don't know what happened.
Hmm.
I think the goal of death diving, from what I saw, and I also saw a bunch of videos, read an article. It seems like you just throw yourself off in a completely uncontrolled manner. Some people do this thing where it's like a belly flop. Like that also seems to be a goal of death diving.
Yeah.
But in every single video I watch, they jump from such a height that I would have a hard time jumping and consider landing just on my feet, let alone throwing myself into the void.
I saw these too. So these are there's like accounts dedicated to just like belly flopping and stuff.
Yeah. An ungraceful fall into water from a very high place. There is an official federation that is monitoring the death dives?
So if you were to ask me, which would I rather do, a slap fight or a death dive?
Ooh,
very, very hard to choose between those two things because both seem equally painful. One might
I'd
be a more
death dive.
It could be a full body pain. I mean, look at, have you seen the videos, how high they are, Tyson?
Have you seen that guy's swollen face
when he got slapped
in his face?
Okay, but let's just say this. And if you do choose the slap contest, you only get slapped once.
Yeah.
Right? Just like you only do one dive. Yeah. So which one?
I'm still doing the dive, dude.
Tyson, they've got height. I'm taking
the slap. You hate slap height. Away.
I'm not scared of heights over water, bro. Because remember, I'm
you
a water person.
You will be
person.
After watching some death dives.
Mm-hmm. Water person. I watched one. I watched a guy do like a full belly flop from like 40 feet up.
So high.
Off a cliff. And I was like, I'd take the lowest. I don't know what the qualifies for a death dive. Do we need the Guinness Book of World Records people
well,
to come in?
Okay. The three aspects of a death dive. Okay. There's the run up, the flight, and the landing.
Okay.
They are aggressive in their run up. All the videos I saw, they don't like timidly fall off the edge.
Sprint.
Or dive. Yeah.
They choose. This is a choice from beginning to end.
There are three safe landings for death diving. There's the shrimp, which is hands and feet first.
Okay. I've seen a lot of that.
The crusher, which is elbows and knees first. And the no-hander, head and knees first.
Dude, I'm imagine doing the crusher right now. I've got my eyes closed.
I would do
elbows
the shrimp.
Elbows and knees.
I would do the shrimp.
I'd do the first one.
Yeah, the shrimp is fine, dude. You're creating enough break in the water before your body hits. Although maybe your abdomen's taking the full brunt of it.
And I think your eye sockets might absorb some of that.
But you're saying you'd rather get slapped by the meatiest palm in the slap fighting game one time rather than take one of these dives.
Let me clarify. In this slap fighting thing, it's someone in my weight class, not some monster, not the mountain.
Oh. So someone with like smaller.
I keep moving the goalpost on you, Tyson, but this is my final move. This is you're someone in your weight class, okay? Not some 500-pound maniac.
Yeah.
With like tree branches for fingers.
But it has to be a professional slap fighter.
Okay. Yeah. But he's your weight.
Fine. So you're still taking a slap from
The death dive. I couldn't do the curled monkey KO'd. Landing.
You are getting KO'd by the slap, bro.
You can get KO'd by the water.
You can get KO'd by the water.
Sure. But
it's called death diving.
They don't call it death face slapping.
Yeah.
Death Whatever. Slaps.
Yeah.
Death I slaps.
Think, I think you're coming out better from the death dive than you are from a single slap.
The slap in your face is red. The death dive, your whole body.
No, your jaw could get shattered from the slap, bro.
Dude, your testicle could get ruptured.
I don't care.
You did crush shrimp wrong.
That's fine. I've got two of them. We already discussed that.
We discussed
but that's half the
week.
Money. That's
okay. You know, that people say that the death dive is very dangerous, Tyson.
Sure. So is getting slapped in the face by a meaty palmed 170 pound guy.
The governor of Texas has announced Monday that there is a statewide plan to ban TikTok after things just like this.
Out of all the things you could ban it for, this can't really be part of that.
That's what this article says. I don't know if it was specifically because of the death dives. Might have had more to do with the balloon.
My feelings may change after my kids get a little older, but I feel like these TikTok trends are still like a form of natural selection, are they not?
I read an interesting article that said that we already live in the metaverse. And while there was a paywall, I read the first two paragraphs and I never go past the paywall.
Dude, if there's a paywall, I try to figure out how to scroll past it. If that's impossible,
I will even peek through like little windows that they allow.
And I will never, it's like when you'd have friends at the hotel, put it on the pay-per-view pornography and just watch it through the blurb.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the new thing.
And I did think, you know what, in some ways I feel as if we do live in the metaverse.
The way people
act on social media is so outside the norm that it seems like it does belong in a different reality. For example,
the Grammys.
On TikTok, there was this drama here in Utah. And this woman was talking about her divorce and her separation and her child custody hearing while dancing. And the text was at the bottom. And it was so bizarre and out of place in the normal world that it could only exist in an alternate reality. Hmm. And so I, like, when he says that, you know, TikTok does drive like a metaverse, like vibe sometimes, when you just see the things people do, I would only consider doing the death dive in the metaverse. That's probably the only place I would consider doing it. It's just so out of like my,
but you don't reality. Even have legs in the metaverse to even do the shrimp.
That means only half my body gets slapped raw.
Yeah. I went on the Avatar ride at Disney. And that was pretty close to doing the death dive in the metaverse.
Did you puke?
I wanted to. I closed my eyes. I was like, all right, what am I doing this for?
Why? What's going on?
You're just like on like a pterodactyl that's going like straight, like nosedive, like off a waterfall.
See,
did it change from a different, was it an older, different ride before that they morphed into?
No, it's new Avatar ride.
See, we've got one toe in the metaverse already. I feel like we're all just dabbling, but we haven't fully immersed ourselves in that nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So the TikTok ban, maybe we'll slow that trend down.
Yeah.
Bring us back to reality.
We'll see. Is death diving primed to become an Olympic sport, do you think?
It depends on how many television viewers we can get for it. That's really what it comes down to.
I don't know, does one person need to die to really make it explode? Or does one person die and death diving is shut down?
I think a ruptured testicle or a swollen jaw or something might be enough.
That's enough? That didn't even get slap fighting shut down.
Oh, I don't know that it's going to get shut down. I think it's just going to get hyped even more. Mm. The more dangerous it becomes, it's like, have you not on Netflix? They have that Human Playground show.
Oh, I don't know. Human, like, Playground.
Pain is like the motivating factor some people doing the things they do. Like,
they like the pain.
Like ultra marathon running.
Oh, like Danny.
Yep.
Like, I don't like the pain.
The bullfighters, just like having, you know, the risk of getting gored to death.
Oh, like, of course, we all like living on the line or the edge. Yeah, Aerosmith sings about it.
That's why we do so many podcasts.
So you're saying because Aerosmith sings about it, everyone wants to, or everyone wanted to, and Aerosmith recognized
it's part,
that.
Yeah, that's exactly. They're just recognizing human nature.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he's talking about this being an Olympic sport. Did I read correctly? I just quickly looked it up, that break dancing is an Olympic sport.
That sounds about right.
They call it breaking here in this article for Paris 2024.
Mm-hmm. I think we got to cancel any sport that is arbitrarily decided who the winner is based on a panel of judges.
Even figure skating?
Yep. That doesn't work for me.
I kind of agree with that.
People love it. If you do a triple axel and land it, you get 10 points. If you do a double axel, you get 5 points. Like, that's the thing.
That means death diving's out, Tyson.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be.
But there needs to be a judge to constitute shrimp. What a triple axel is, how cleanly you landed.
Sure. But I think you got to simplify it. You can't just be like, okay, well, that judge scored him an 8 and that judge scored him a 10 and would have scored him an 11, but he couldn't. Like, why and what and how? And like, there's too much. And then when it comes down to like a half point factor between first and second based on a panel of judges, that doesn't do it for me. Let's figure out, like,
is that how they judge death diving?
All the figure skaters have to do the exact identical routine in a certain time frame and have to land all of their stuff.
Maybe that could be a new sport.
Or just change the current sport to the new sport.
Hmm.
Oh, it is breakdancing, by the way. I clicked on the link.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how you score that.
Will you be entering?
That's exactly what Tyson's talking about.
That's the thing. How do you score it? Now you have like Rocco St. Clair from like Marseille, who's just like a street, the break dancer that he's been dancing for.
What was his name? Like, Rocco St. Clair?
Yeah.
Rocco St. Clair. That's a freaking cool name.
Yeah. It's a good name.
I give him a 10.
Yeah, just the name. That's what Tyson is talking about.
Just on the name bias.
No, he's one of the judges. He's the main judge.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, what qualifies him to be a judge other than his name?
Hmm.
I feel like the name is enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm just saying, like, it's gets too much when the viewer has to look at the panel of judges and be like, what qualifies them to be the judge for this thing to determine whether or not
you just have to suspend disbelief, Tyson.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's like, you know, it's not the same without the judges.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not my thing, but I think to the people that love it, I think that the judges are important.
I wish we had a listener who could weigh in on that at some point.
Maybe
the anyone
chat.
Who's ever been judged poorly. Mm-hmm. Definitely have a
we know
against judges.
We know.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, "What's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?"
Lucky in line at the deli, I guess.
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
1 week from today is going to be Valentine's Day. We'll have a special News AF episode for Valentine's Day coming up on February 14th. But Cracker Barrel is putting the word out to all of the lovers out there that they have something special for you to take part in. If you get engaged at Cracker Barrel this week between February 10th and February 16th, you, up to five couples, will receive free Cracker Barrel for a year.
That's motivation. If you've been sitting on the fence with your girlfriend or boyfriend for a while, this might be the time to pull the trigger.
Actually, not a bad idea.
Could you fake it?
What?
No, they're going to require
Cracker Barrel.
They've got to be requiring some kind of like, no, you're going to get married right now.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know. That people get engaged anywhere, and then it's like, oh, we never got married. Like, we're engaged.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
I would demand that the wedding take place at the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, that has to be. And also,
the honeymoon night takes place on a bed of waffles.
I probably go to Cracker Barrel once every 2 years, and I think that's about the right amount.
Once every 2 years.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Probably just a 2-egg breakfast or something. I don't know.
You can get that anywhere. That's not like a Cracker Barrel thing.
You think the biscuits and gravy?
Yeah, I think that's kind of like their signature dish.
Yeah. I've had that.
Yeah.
I'm not a biscuits and gravy type of guy.
All right. Well, here's how you enter.
Get engaged there then.
Upload an in-feed, publicly viewable video to Instagram between the 10th and the 16th, depicting the wedding proposal at Cracker Barrel, Old Country Store. Include a description in the post of why the submitter chose to propose at Cracker Barrel, and use the following hashtags: hashtag I said yes at Cracker Barrel and hashtag contest, and use the official account handle at Cracker Barrel.
How many people do this?
Guess. This is a trick.
Yes.
It's just a promotional trick. It's like everybody's trying to get free content from everybody. And it's like, okay, go to Cracker Barrel, spend some money, make a video, tag us in the video, share the video. Hopefully our meal looks delicious on the video.
Doesn't look bad.
And then from there, we'll get hopefully more customers.
Like Tyson's offering to do a death dive into a tub of gravy. It'll get him a year of.
Yeah. Now they have another deal also that if you celebrate Valentine's Day at Cracker Barrel, you can also get a free dessert.
Where's the love? Like, what if I celebrate it, but I have no love? I'm coming for the food.
I think that's probably more of their customer base on Valentine's Day will be solo people. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay. You just have to purchase two entrees. So if you come solo, I think you can then get your choice of double chocolate fudge, Coca-Cola cake, or a biscuit.
Oh my gosh.
Danny, you're not interested in the double chocolate fudge Coca-Cola cake?
Coca-Cola cake? That sounds like a nightmare. I tell
also,
you will be making love after eating that.
Nobody goes to Cracker Barrel for dinner.
They serve dinner?
I think I've only been there once.
I'm picturing going, okay, Valentine's Day. Okay, let's go in the morning to Cracker Barrel. It'll be funny. But going at night is not, it's like beyond not, you know, like it's so terrible. It's not funny. Like, and what are you getting for dinner at Cracker Barrel? Like, without even looking, I'm guessing their signature is chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
Ha, got it, dude. I didn't even know. Can you get the desserts with breakfast?
Probably. I don't think they tell you no.
Double chocolate Coke cake after eating a stack of pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you'll go into a coma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, and then, that Cracker Barrel Coca-Cola cake is going to end up bringing you right back. Best served with a side of ice cream.
I wish Del Taco would have a deal. They're closer to my house. So.
Are you still doing the Del Taco thing? Because I thought you got turned off.
Yeah, I got turned off.
And the beans and stuff.
Yeah, but at least it's close. And no, there was no feces in the beans.
You can't just make up rumors. Probably. Listen.
Yes.
If there were a Cracker Barrel right next door to your house, how often would you be going there?
Once every 2 years.
Once every 2 years.
No. If there's a Cracker Barrel right next to my house, I'm probably wandering over there a couple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just said that because your answer. The problem is going to a place in the morning is a lot of work. Why? So I go to McDonald's to get breakfast because there's a drive-through. But to do a sit-down restaurant in the morning feels like a giant waste of time. It's like seeing a movie in the middle of the afternoon.
No, it's different.
In my mind,
it's time to see a movie.
You're like, you go sit down to eat breakfast at a restaurant, and then all of a sudden you come out and it's 10:30.
Dark.
Like, dude, what the heck happened?
Yeah, I cannot watch a movie that I walk into when it's sunny. It has to be dark when I walk into the movie.
Because I think that's a good rule.
Either way, when you exit, if you exit and it's still sunny, that's a very, very hard blow to your what you could be doing with your life.
Yeah.
And if you go in when it's sunny and come out when it's dark, also you're like, how long was I in there? It was sunny when I went in.
Yeah.
Like either way, it's a lose-lose. You have to go in when it's dark and exit also when it's dark. Any other way, and I don't think any normal brain should be able to not, would not be ashamed of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me tell you about a very interesting thing that happened to somebody in Sonoma County. They ended up causing some calling in a exterminator because they had noticed there were some issues going on in their house with a woodpecker.
I saw that.
Yes. Okay.
You saw this headline. Yes. Okay.
This is from Nick's Pest Extreme Pest Control. Again, I'm not sure exactly what the woodpecker was doing, other than they saw that there was it was making some holes, which they noticed
on the outside
was
of the house.
Yeah, and then they found that the woodpecker was storing its food in the house. And so Nick ended up having to make a hole in the wall. And
on the inside.
Yeah, to his surprise, when he made the hole, he saw that 700 pounds of acorns came out. Like he hit the jackpot.
Mm-hmm. Acorns can't be eaten by humans, can they?
I think they're poisonous.
That's the thing. That's what
I really do think they're poisonous.
Otherwise, it would be a really nice treat. But basically what happened, the woodpecker made a hole, was dropping acorns in to save for later. But the acorns, instead of sitting in the hole like it would in a tree with the woodpecker, dropped all the way down to the base of the wall. So they drilled a hole at the base of the wall and pulled all of that stuff out. And
did you see this, Danny?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. The poor woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
I did not understand how he did
my
so
life's
much
work.
Yeah.
Ruined.
He's so confused.
It's just crazy, dude. What do you do with that many acorns? Do you go dump them back outside?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you'll end up with like a squirrel and woodpecker invasion.
DePete in the chat says woodpeckers don't eat acorns, they eat bugs. So was the woodpecker making the holes in the house, and were the squirrels then putting the acorns there?
Oh, working together.
Yeah. And then we have somebody else that says they used to make coffee out of acorns a long time ago.
Gross.
Acorn coffee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so, I don't know what this is.
What if this was all made up by... What if this was Nick drilled a hole at night to this house?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just been filling it with acorns over years.
I've often actually thought of that.
What, you thought of drilling a hole in someone's house and filling their walls with acorns?
No, I thought like one time, like once in a while, we have pest control salesmen stop by our house and be like, hey, we'll spray your house for $40 a month. I'm like, no, thanks. I do it myself. And then I'm like, if I were them, I'd keep a bunch of scorpions in a jar. And then like the second I leave, just dump a bunch of scorpions on the guy's front porch. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out. He's like, oh my gosh, there's scorpions everywhere. I got to call those people back.
That's a brilliant idea. I'm sure it's been used. What if he knocked on your door?
Sounds very illegal.
Yeah, it does sound way illegal, but also sounds like something people would do.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this guy was 700 acorns. If this was really Nick's extreme pest control that did this, that's a lot of commitment.
Worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He had to go out and pick 700 pounds of acorns himself.
Does he also do a finish work repair so that after he saws all holes all over all the walls, he then also is the guy that repairs those, or is that a different guy that comes in?
Yeah. And the insulation, they took out a ton of insulation. This is just one of those things you don't want to find out about your house. It's better to just leave those acorns in there. They're probably insulating anyway.
It would be better. Yeah.
Can you buy acorns online? What do they sell for? Then if there is a market for acorns, you build a pipe through that wall that exits into a 5-gallon bucket so that the woodpecker keeps dropping acorns in that same hole, but they come out in a 5-gallon bucket in your
house.
You
can buy acorns, but they're super expensive.
Yeah.
There Are you they go. That expensive?
That's what you want. You want it them expensive.
Like it, yeah.
So how much for a 5-gallon bucket of acorns?
No one's selling them by the bucket. But it doesn't look cheap.
Maybe this has hit the jackpot. This is like when the meteor crashes into your house.
Yeah, this is the one. This is the one. I think they're doing it wrong here by not collecting those and figuring out where to. Where
this person's selling two cups of acorns for about almost $20.
Oh my God.
Yep. There you go.
This is
that's like
worth their weight in gold.
$10,000 in that wall.
Yeah. Boy,
that's what I'm saying, guys.
See, I was going to say, I would rather my house was haunted than to have these acorns everywhere. But.
Oh, dude, if you had a haunted house, that's a cash cow, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Get all those.
Give tours.
Goth kids doing Airbnb stuff.
Shields sells something called Acorn Rage. Mm-hmm. And it's got this really like, I don't know if they're trying to tell me like, yeah, they're real acorns meant to attract deer, I guess. Deer love
acorn rage.
That sounds like it's getting them all pumped up and ready to wreak havoc.
Yikes.
Either way, it's still super expensive. Like this tiny little bag.
The mouth for it.
Yeah, this tiny bag's $15.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right. Danny, I thought of you after I heard about a man who visited the local Edmonton City Council meeting. He was there to protest the idea of climate change. I know that I've also thought of you as different climate protesters have thrown hot soup at various works of art. Maybe you inspired this young man also, because a man decided to prove that climate change is not a huge issue by eating chili peppers in front of the city council meeting.
But what's the connection?
That he was proving that just because the pepper was heating up his mouth, it's not the end of the world, was what he told the Edmonton City Council.
This person is not there to do that. I don't know what he's really there for, but that makes no sense.
He's a disruptor.
It doesn't really seem that great. Like all of these things, some of these protests just don't make any sense. But eating a hot pepper to protest something? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that just like a default thing you can go? You look up online, like top five ways to protest, go in front of a group of people, eat a hot pepper. Is that
sending the message? And also the idea of climate change. So he's saying that the idea of climate change doesn't exist. I think he's
a climate change conspiracy guy.
He's saying that climate change isn't real. So he's counter protesting the people that are throwing like soup.
That's what I mean. It makes no sense. Yeah. This is something else is going on here. This person is part of something else, mm-hmm. or they're
something
in the wrong
bigger
building.
Or something smaller.
Well, like he like went to the wrong meeting. Like he was going to protest the banning of hot peppers at local grocery stores. He meant to go to that meeting at Tuesday at 5, but
he
missed
showed up
it.
The wrong one.
He came up a day early and he's like, well, I'm here with my hot peppers.
Yeah.
What's going on? He looked down the list of items being discussed, just picked one and then sat down and ate his pepper in protest. Wow.
Yeah. Ew,
it just seems like Scotland.
Canada, I think.
This was in Canada. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, look at this building. Is this really where it took place? This is the nicest city council place.
Pretty
really?
Nice.
Looks like a tribunal.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Yeah. Nice place to show up and eat a hot pepper.
Yeah. They could host the UN there. It's got this big crest in the back. They've got all these computer monitors.
Can't spell fun without
computer
UN
monitors.
Yeah. What's going on in Canada? They have a giant screen, big screen TV, probably bigger than Tyson's outdoor TV.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
That's a council room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's a chili pepper. Well, that Tyson, you're in the Southwest. Did you know that in your neighboring state, New Mexico, is considering a first in the nation state aroma?
Wow. And what's the aroma?
Do you have an idea? Do you have a guess?
A pepper?
Sage.
Yeah, green chili roasting in the fall. That could be the state aroma for New Mexico.
It's very odd. I don't know.
Green, like, does it have to be the fall? Like, does it smell different when you roast a green chili in the fall?
Probably. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm picturing all the other state stuff. So it's like they got a state mammal, they got a state fish, they got a state flower. All of those things, you're like, see, look, kids, that's the state flower of New Mexico. That's where we're at. But then you're like, you smell that, kids? Yeah, I know we're in Cracker Barrel. But
Coca-Cola, like, chocolate cake.
Yeah. But
and
that's
chicken fried steak.
That's green chilies roasting in the fall. Mm-hmm. That's that smell. And then Bed Bath & Beyond is going to have like a state aroma section. Yep.
100%
candle. So it's just like, man, it seems like it's a little too much.
Mm-hmm. What would Arizona's candle be, Tyson?
Spring desert in the rain.
Oh.
Mm.
What about Utah, Danny?
Oh. Winter snowfall.
Winter snowfall has a smell?
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah, I think fresh snow has a smell.
Okay, fresh snow. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh powder. North Carolina state smell?
Mildew?
I hope not. Boy, that
I'm
would
just
be rough.
Saying, it's pretty humid out there, isn't it?
It can be, yeah. I don't think that's what we should build the state aroma around.
Okay.
I don't know. It's probably some sort of like, vinegar barbecue.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's wow. Oh, yeah.
That's a delicious smell.
Yeah, that is. What about New York?
Pizza, bagels.
Yeah, seriously.
It
depends
it
if you're in the city.
It is pungent. You ever go to like Manhattan in August?
In the summer. Yeah. It is definitely.
Hot time, like, summer in the city.
Yeah.
You're like, it's August. Why are the sewers steaming right now?
You go in the subway. It is rough. you know, you'd be better off on the no pants subway ride in February.
Oh my God.
I've done well enough for myself that in New York, I Uber everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't get on a subway anymore.
Yeah.
It's a lot of smells.
Young man's game. Okay.
The young man's game.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Then we got a airline story to talk about. This involves a passenger, but this appears to be the flight attendant seems to be at fault. It wasn't T-Bird. A passenger that was on a Delta flight from Orlando to New York claims the flight attendant told his wife she had a stupid face.
What is a stupid face? I wish we'd get the flight attendant to describe a stupid face.
I think
face.
We need to see a picture of the woman to determine for ourselves whether or not this face is stupid.
If she has a stupid face.
And by the way, stupid face isn't always your permanent face. I'm sure we all at times have a stupid face, right?
Yeah.
But it's temporary.
Yeah. If someone told me I had a stupid face, I would definitely laugh.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably be like, yeah, that's possible.
It's possible. I mean, you're not wrong. Mm-hmm. That's.
So what happened was that they were.
Adam Kett says Josh Allen has a stupid face.
Oh, come
on.
So
just for reference.
Boy. Boy, Adam, who's your team that you're so anti Josh Allen?
Let me Google Josh Allen, see what is.
By the way, let me just say that this the full conversation supposedly was he turned to the woman and said, "Don't look at me with that stupid face." Mm-hmm. So that could indicate that she was pointing
making
out that the woman
was
making a stupid face and that her permanent look isn't stupid, which I think is very possible. I don't know exactly what her face looked like, but I think that we all do pull stupid faces. I mean, I edit my video a lot of video of myself, and very often I have a stupid face.
Yeah.
See, Josh Allen, I wouldn't say is a stupid face. I would say it's a young and naive looking face where he, I'm looking at this.
I don't
face
want to get involved
like,
with this Josh Allen slander. So, I don't think he has a stupid face.
Let me give another point.
He doesn't
have
a stupid face. He looks innocent. He looks like he's a baby faced, innocent kid.
So in this story, after that,
I mean, the Manning brothers look like they had a much stupider face.
Okay, there we go.
Than Josh Allen.
I will agree with that.
Yeah.
I will agree with that.
Guys, I'm trying to stick to the story, not football.
Danny.
We've strayed from
Danny
back to football.
Sorry, Danny is anti-Super Bowl this week.
So in this story, the husband says, or the boyfriend or whoever says, the only thing Jen was doing is smiling. And I actually think that stupid faces very often do have a smile.
They do have a smirky smile.
Ignorance is bliss. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's so, like the smile, like I don't know what's going on smile.
The smug smile is a very stupid face smile. So he's not really helping his wife out by saying both of these things, that she just had a smile on her face.
Yeah.
Really in confronting a flight attendant, you just have a smile on your face and that's not a stupid face.
The couple was putting their carry-on bags in the first class area after the other places were full on the plane. That is definitely against the rules of the plane, but if there are unused bins in first class, should people be able to put their, like if you buy a first class ticket, are you paying for the right to have nobody else's bag above you, even if your thing is empty?
Yes, because you need all that space to protect your Fabergé egg that you travel with.
So yes, I've bought first class tickets before.
Yeah.
Ooh, la-di-da.
Just either because it's like the only option or they're not that much of a big upgrade. For full reference, Danny, but I think if there is space, the flight attendants take the bags for the customer and put them up there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you have like 50 people fight for the last two remaining bag spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I think.
All right. Well, they've gone public with this story that the Delta flight attendant said the wife has a stupid face. No picture of the wife to
be
seen.
You need a picture of the wife. That's what has to happen.
By the way, she didn't say your wife has a stupid face. She said, don't look at me with that stupid face. Mm-hmm. There's a difference in saying you have a stupid face to don't look at me with that stupid face.
Well, now
I'm not
it's a gray area. Like, is the wife's face stupid all the time?
She did have a smile on it.
Or was she making a stupid face? That's what now, because we're in a gray area with her phrasing. We don't know if the flight attendant was saying your face is stupid all the time or you're just making the stupid
face. We only have a picture of the wife not that day.
Yeah, let's see what
it is. Which isn't fair.
Okay.
Still, though, we can determine whether or not her face is always stupid.
Okay. I could tell you.
Always stupid. Tyson, that's a little rude to think that someone's face could always be stupid.
I think there's people who are stuck with stupid
You guys seem to be honing in on the Manning brothers, but even I don't think the Manning brothers have an always stupid face.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. Here is a husband and wife.
Okay. She doesn't have a stupid face, but I could definitely see her making a stupid face. Mm-hmm. At a flight attendant.
We all have the potential for stupid face. I'm going to side with the flight attendant, not because I love airlines, but I often feel a little bit more sympathy for flight attendants.
Yeah, you side with the flight attendants often, but you do not side with the airlines.
Yeah. I feel like that these people are in the wrong. They're breaking the rules. And then they're like, we got called a name when we were breaking the rules. Yeah. So fire this woman. Like, okay.
It's like when you catch your kid doing something and they try to deflect by, so-and-so did this. And you're like,
Take a stand, Delta Airlines. Ban these people for life.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you don't like our airline? All right. You're off Delta now.
Yeah, but I don't like any airline.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, don't say that out loud. You'll end up on Spirit.
Mm-hmm. No, even Spirit I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying they're the only ones that will take you.
Yeah. At some point.
I booked a flight to Austin recently and, I could go direct on many avenues, or I could pay half price on Spirit and get there 14 hours later.
Okay.
I didn't.
14 hours.
Yeah. I didn't take Spirit, but I was like, I save $300 if I take 14 hours instead of an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it wasn't just 14 hours later. It was that the travel time was going to be all those hours.
Yes.
But you do get to see so many different hours of airport.
Yes. Mm,
exciting.
Got to bake that in. Okay.
And a bunch of different Spirit flights. So you get like the full experience probably.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your world-famous bolt hole today?
You had better believe
it. Okay, here we go.
Or else.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah!
A nocturnal emission.
I've got a lot of stories, as I said last time, but this one I'm going to choose because of Tyson. Because we spoke at the very beginning of this podcast about a podcast about how Tyson was such an influencer. Mm-hmm. And CNN
he
had a video out.
You and so much.
Yeah, I influenced a lot.
Oh my gosh. He's influenced so much about me. I'm half Tyson. Mm-hmm. But this new thing going around supposedly is called de-influencing.
De-influencing. Have you guys seen this? No.
It's the opposite.
CNN had a video. A couple other sites had articles about it. But it's also a TikTok thing, which everything, like, where did this come from? TikTok. It's like the,
just like
it
just spawns
everything that we talk about. Yeah. Yeah. There's like, you could just endlessly pull stories from TikTok. You're just willing to go down that rabbit hole. But de-influencing is trying to thwart people or, you know, discourage them from going the way of the consumer, you know, like maybe buy less. But I was thinking like de-influencing could mean a whole lot of other things. When I first read it, I thought it was just going to be like, instead of telling people about all the things they should get, more likely just telling people not to get anything, which is that kind of what it is, right? Like, don't get this, don't get that. But de-influencing, no matter what, you're still influencing. So you can't truly de-influence, can you? Mm-hmm. Can you really be someone who's not influencing people, even when you're de-influencing?
It's not really de-influencing, it's influencing people to... So when you first said de-influencing, I was thinking of when Abercrombie offered the cast of Jersey Shore $1 million to not wear their clothes anymore.
Okay.
I always thought that was really funny.
Seems legit, right? Because all you're doing here, at least a lot of these TikTok people, is redirecting. You're not de-influencing.
Yes.
You're just redirecting, as it says here, to people to find something that's more half price. You're still encouraging their behavior to, you know, take some kind of action.
Yeah. So you're still influencing, but you're de-influencing away from your subject matter. And I think that that's where the de-influencing comes in. So you're like, okay, nobody flies Spirit Airlines.
Okay. That sounds kind of like the influencing, but you're influencing at the same time people to fly other airlines.
Yeah. But you're not telling them which airline necessarily you're not an influencer for a certain company. You're a de-influencer for a certain company or product.
Would you de-influence for any companies, Tyson?
Yeah. A lot of
them. Airlines?
Lots of airlines. Tyson was a part of the de-influencing trend before it even had a name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm a slime de-influencer.
Maybe we should pick some products we definitely want to de-influence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes, you know,
harder to figure out who to partner with on those. What's the, who's the recipient of people who aren't buying slime? Who's profiting from that?
What is it called? Kinetic sand.
Are you bigger Kinetic sand guy than a slime guy?
Yeah,
Rob?
Definitely bigger. Definitely. You know,
sand. So you need to,
because the Kinetic sand you get. Okay. All right. Do it outside.
Sure. So you call Kinetic sand companies and you say, hey, I want to de-influence for slime. And I'm not necessarily going to drive people to Kinetic sand, but I think you're the biggest benefactor in that. Will you pay me $85 trillion?
See, this seems more shady. Mm-hmm. This has got more of a shady vibe to it in my mind. Like, at least if you're trying to influence me, you're being up front, like, hey, you should get this, right? Mm-hmm. Not like, hey, you should not get this, but you're not being clear on who exactly it is you're working for and where you're trying to steer.
You still have to put a paid for ad.
So as Rob is dumping all over slime, he's like, dude, slime is the worst. At the bottom of the screen, it's like
paid for by Kinetic Sand.
Paid for by Big Sand.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Play-Doh.
I'm Rob Sand, I approve this ad.
I saw someone bought Brady's retirement sand for $99,000.
What's Brady's retirement sand?
I never looked it up.
The exact location. So the exact location where Brady announced his retirement.
Oh, that's what it was. I didn't bother to look into it.
Somebody went and triangulated the video footage and was in the exact same spot where Brady was standing, scooped a jar of sand and put it up on eBay for $99,000.
Yes. Wow.
Okay. I don't know if anybody bought it.
Well, is it that kinetic? With the Splash Mountain water.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I mean, maybe that's the way of the future, to de-influence and, try to steer people to other purchases in a less obvious way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe there'll be some de-influencing Super Bowl ads.
Yeah. I think it's when it's generic. So like if Kinetic Sand were coming from the same company, but it's just branded differently everywhere. But if you have multiple different companies selling Kinetic Sand, that gets a little trickier.
So basically you have to be paid by the lobby of some
market. So you could be like, so Danny, you know how you're like pro cigarette and you hate e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what cigarette. So you're just,
Cause their lobby is paying me billions to promote.
Exactly.
I did see someone smoking in their car just a couple of days ago.
And you always think, whoa, old school.
I thought, you're so brave. Mm-hmm. Like everything about that is death. And like, you're just telling me you don't care.
Yeah.
There was something about it I actually found interesting because they're so rare now, especially in the US.
Yeah. Smoking in their car with the windows rolled up.
Yeah, the windows were pretty much rolled up. They had a crack, but I really didn't see the cold crack out. Doing much work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, you don't care about your upholstery. You don't care about
the resale value of the resale value of
anything. I guess that's pretty cool. Yeah.
They had a lot of life to live, so they were giving up a lot to smoke that cigarette. Mm-hmm. They were de-influencing me for sure.
Yeah. Did they look cool?
Yeah, she did look pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, just like she didn't care, you know?
Yeah.
It's just one of the few people that just doesn't care.
There's nothing kinda cooler than not caring. That is a well-known fact.
Like that guy who never showered. Remember until the village chased him down and gave him a shower?
Yeah, the less you care, the cooler you are. I mean, that's pretty much human nature. I mean, that is like hand in hand with cool.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. Yeah. So
okay.
Well,
that's
good
it
on her.
Yeah. All right. Well done once again, Danny. What will you be doing during the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'll be eating at my parents' house.
Okay.
A big family dinner. So.
You should find something that is normally crowded and go do that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Go to the store. Go buy a TV.
Yeah.
I think the TVs go on sale like the day after the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Go through the line at Del Taco. That also is a good idea. No one will be in that drive-thru.
Yeah. That's a good time to go.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. Cracker Barrel. Go get engaged.
Oh, so romantic.
Renew your vows.
I'll take Liz.
Think about it. Okay.
Think about it.
And then next week we'll hear about Danny's Valentine's Day plans on News AF. My wife said, we'll go to lunch. I said, what do you want to do for Valentine's Day? She said, okay, we can go to lunch. I said, News AF. Sorry.
Wait.
What?
Can we change News AF to Monday next week?
I can't do it Monday, but we can figure out another time. Yeah. Tuesday, okay. No good. Why? You're going to lunch?
No, I have very busy Tuesday morning that just keeps getting busier.
Yeah. Wednesday would be a better day if we could do it.
I could do Tuesday early.
Okay.
Early.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do
people are getting some insight to the discussion that takes place shortly afterwards.
All right. We'll figure it out.
They want this. And also we need to update them so they can make Valentine's Day plans around the show.
Yeah, I have nothing before news. Yeah, AF on Tuesday.
Okay, good. Then we'll do it. Or I'll tell you what time,
okay,
I can do.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
So Danny, anything else coming up for you?
No, just skiing. As much skiing as I can squeeze in before the heater gets turned on.
Okay. All right. Tyson, what about for you this week?
I am actually recording another podcast right after this. The pod has spoken preseason stuff where we talk to contestants about their casting journey, like kind of all the like behind the scenes. Last week we had Jervis on. Mm-hmm. Telling us what it was like to get casted on the very first season and the casting process. Today, we're going to be talking to Tina Wesson.
Oh,
just because it's and like you too. Like it's like at the point that you were applying to be on Survivor, you knew you were going to be famous to a certain degree.
I applied to be on Big Brother, they stole me. Yeah.
Okay, so that would have
sounds
been
like you need Rob on.
Tina, I think, was an alternate too.
So, but it's just interesting because it's like back the first season, they had no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. But then after that, it was such a hit that if you were applying for Survivor, you had to have assumed that you were going to be famous to a certain degree. Now you're not so much maybe, you know, internet famous a little bit or, you know, but whatever. But it's not like back then when A-list celebrities were, you know, whining and dining.
Wanted to be your friends.
Yeah. Like we never went on the Dave Letterman show, Rob, like you did.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyways, talking to her.
The people from the second season were like the most famous. Like they had their whole thing was like nonstop. They were in the public eye.
Yeah. So I would like to. So for a year. Tina's brain.
Until 9/11 and then it was over.
Yeah, had a good run.
They had like a solid year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Okay. That's it. And then, all the Super Bowl extravaganza stuff.
Yep. And then I'll just podcasting away. We're doing previews of the Survivor 44 cast. Got involved in a little project called Groundhog Week, where I'm watching and podcasting about the movie Groundhog Day every single day this week on Robin and Community Podcast. It's day two. Yes.
So you watch the movie every day?
That's right.
And then you podcast, then
about,
podcast
it
about it
every day.
I love it.
Groundhog Week. So it's day two of Groundhog Week.
I'm excited to hear, like, are you kind of dreading like the second to last day? Like, what else will you have to say?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of like, at this point, I'm sort of like in the point in the movie where it's like, oh, I like it. I could eat as many donuts as I want. I got another one of these tomorrow. But, yeah. You know, I feel like the dread is around the corner.
Okay.
Like, this is never ending and there's no way out.
Yeah, just text me. Let me know when that kicks in fully.
Okay. I'll keep you posted. So. All right. Thank you so much for joining us for News AF again today. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.